tip off the top, a little bit of normality to start. What do you got for us?
So my tip off the top is Ballarat Race 2, number 7, Brother Bearing, to win that one. Look, it's actually a first starter, but this is a litter brother to McCrooley's Lad, and it's also trained by Anthony Azzopardi. I think he just wins.
Racing. And Freddie Foxtrot from the outside began fast. It's going to go across and lead initially. Brother Bearing went underneath him to be a length away on the first corner. Big Alfie, Jack Star, Henrik Bale and Fain on bar, but Brother Bearing well clear. Big Alfie storming home late, but Brother Bearing will cling on and beat Big Alfie.
There's dark here I've tipped before. It's the one I've told everybody, put in their black books. When it gets in the box one, get on. It's been in box one twice and came second both times. So I'm hoping this time he's chasing harder than I am here. It's race 4, box 1, just wins boss.
Racing, jumping quickly, Speed Bandit also showing speed on the outside, was Jetta 1, but the favourite Speed Bandit's going to lead, hunting up on the inside, just wins boss on the outside of her, was always the bride. As they swing, Jetta 1 is the leader, coming quickly after leader, was just wins boss, switched off heels, smart win, good win, just wins boss, wins over Jetta 1.
All right, this week on Invest in the West, we're going west of the Dapto Citizens Bowling Club. And we're going to adapt to a dog track. And there's a couple of very big dogs and it's inside. So I'm hoping those dogs can hold it up and allow box 3, Emmy Shark, to run away with it.
Racing, Emmy Shark came out beautifully and is going to go straight to the top. Wicked Sparta to the rear, top corner. Emmy Shark led. Gold Azalea on the outside. They've gapped the others, headed by Zines. Park Miss turning. Emmy Shark, Gold Azalea. Emmy Shark kicking. Emmy Shark comes clearly.
The first one I'm going to look at is race 2, and Immunity is drawing the red there. She's got good early pace. Should be able to hold out the 2 and the 3 early and give herself a nice run into the first bend.
Racing, Immunity jump quickly off the inside. And then Zipping Albert starting to make a run from Carry On Angel, but it is all Immunity, and she's going to bolt in.
Race 10, number 1 Special Talent is a good bet here, I think. Fast dog, good box, and just wins the race. I think that's my better than I.
Away in racing, Special Talent began okay. Starting with the head in front, grabbed by Special Talent, who went home best. Special Talent won it by a neck to Stardom.
Woof, woof, woofity woof. Welcome to the Non-Chasers for Sportsbet and SEN Track. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, and we just had another little montage. We had the Titanic one last week when Tornado Tears came over the top, came up the inside and went bang. This week we just went back to a normal one because Shagger and Kenny just found a little bit of form last week and put a little bit of money in the punters' pockets. Let's go to those boys. How are we on this beautiful 18th of November? Kenny, short from Scotland, how are you doing?
I'm good. Very exciting week coming up. Pretty happy that my first ever tip at Dapto won as well. Over the moon with that.
It was a good win. Emmy Shark. Yeah. You predicted it pretty well.
Yeah.
A little bit of hustle and bustle, and then Emmy Shark went just snipering through the field. And thank you for coming. Pastor Macca's sign. It was all over Red Rover.
Well, hopefully that maiden form continues then.
Absolutely. And Shagger, how are you, Matt? Are you getting much sleep over there with the new litter pal?
Getting absolutely no sleep, but still excited that we've got some pretty good races to talk about with the Melbourne Cup heats and Bold Trees heats, and of course the Sportsbet Middle Distance Dapto Championship at Dapto.
So I don't think any of us are sleeping this week anyway. So,
well, just to highlight the sort of person Shagger is to the listener. All our computers have over time, the software update has to pop up every now and then and you have to do a software update. And it comes up saying, oh, you've got 24 hours, the computer's going to reboot and slowly drips down to zero. And as we were about to press record this morning on the show, he goes, boys, I've only got 19 minutes left before my computer does a hard reset. Sends us through the photo. He's in a big fluster. He's starting to go, I don't know what to do. The baby started to cry. And then we just had to look and go, mate, that says 19 hours. So Shag is all over the place.
In fairness, hadn't had one sip of coffee at that point.
In his defence, he is good at tipping greyhound winners. So we'll leave you out. We'll let you off the leash, old Shag. Alec Gunner, how are you, mate? We've managed to get 2.5 minutes through the show without addressing the elephant in the room. How are you?
Oh, thanks. A little shot at my weight there, Paddy. That's good by you. Coming from a bloke that eats 4 square meals before 11 o'clock. I'm going well, thanks, mate. It's a very exciting week for the Greyhound followers. Melbourne Cup heats and Bold Tree seats. This is the Greyhound version of Derby Day on Friday night, so really looking forward to it, probably as much as Shag is looking forward to 6 or 7 hours sleep at this stage.
6 or 7, that's a dream.
And, Paddy, bit of trickery afoot. Looks like one of your mates has got involved in a bit of a social media stash.
Yeah, well, I switched on my computer last night and I just seen Paddy's on-race dog was getting loads of abuse online. What's going on there, Paddy?
The poor bugger hasn't even started yet. He's already copping it. He's like Jack Lotz before his first game as a number one pick.
Let me just say, if you're listening to this on SEN track this evening, the result will have been known of what's happened at the Meadows race one today, which, of course, my first start of Mr. Speaker, I've talked about the dog a few times on this show, is having his first run trained by Joshy Formosa out of Heathcote. He's going around the Meadows for the first time in his life today. Sorry, he's had a trial, but first race in his life. But we record in the morning, so I actually don't know. So I'm very nervous. I've been dreaming about it all night. You know, even my girlfriend woke up this morning and said, I had a dream that your dog won. But then it went to a protest and it got overturned.
There's no protest,
geez.
So,
there will be from some people online.
But yes, one of my mates thought it would be quite a funny thing to post about another dog in an online forum, and boy, did it royally blow back on him. And now he's getting some people write some reviews on his real estate page and all that sort of stuff. So, no, it was just a little bit of a gag from him, and he's got the egg on his face now. But, Mr. Speaker, if I could fast forward 8 hours and he's won the race, I'm just being a little bit excited in myself, but if he's lost, then he'll be back.
So where'd you get the name from, Paddy? Are you political followers?
No, it's just a bit of a jaunt the boys sort of throw out when everyone's sort of wanting to say something. Oh, Mr. Speaker. So that name was available. In fact, there was a Mr. Speaker about 15 years ago, but we just squeezed it in. And, as I said, racing today and Godspeed to the big fella. He is on track to be the fattest dog as well.
He is
on the
big non-chases. Fat dog, Paddy.
He's weighing in at 37.5 kilos. The big boy.
Do you want to call it now? Like in hindsight, did he win?
hindsight. This is how the race is going to go. He's going to be moderately away. Okay, he's going to run down to the first bend, and I think there's going to be a bit of argy-bargy around the first bend. The eight's going to come flying across, and I think we'll be at the lead at the first bend, but then Speak is going to just chuck his derriere out there and knock a few. Then he's going to be chasing the eight, down the back straight, and then coming around the final bend, he's going to pip the eight and get the chocolates for the fellas and all the fans online.
We'll find out to you, Paddy.
That could be next week's horror call. We'll see.
That's how the dream went before the protest and the attacks actually got up.
I know. How's the Dahl having that sort of dream, getting me so excited and then saying it got overturned on a protest? She would never know what that means.
I'd like to know on what grounds the protest was thrown in Mrs. Garshagen's dream. I'd love to see two dogs chatting against each other in the stewards' room, you know, fighting for the win. It'd be interesting.
Oh, it would be. No, it would be. All right, let's straighten up. Love you, Mr. Speaker, but it's time for Shagger's tip off the top. Shagger, what do you got for us?
Going to Ballarat today, race 3, and actually it's a maiden final. We tipped the winner last week, Brother Bearing. But this week I'm going to go for an SRM, same race multi, that includes Brother Bearing and the number one dog, Big Alfie. And I'm going to have them both run top two. Big Alfie isn't too flash out of the boxes, but he was taking off pretty decent ground from Brother Bearing in the heats. So if he gets out a bit quicker from the inside draw, I think he's going to take some beating. I still would have Brother Bearing as the winner, but I think we'll just go the safety and have Brother Bearing and Big Alfie to go top two.
Well, Brother Bearing, of course, we heard that in the montage at the top of the show. Big win at Ballarat last Wednesday.
Yeah, it was an impressive debut, ran good time. But, just definitely an eye-catching run from Big Alfie. So, if it was to step and be a bit closer when they sort of round that home band, wouldn't be a great surprise to me to see him knock him off. But, yeah, as I said, Brother Baring's still the top pick there.
He got a bit of a stitch late, Brother Baring, didn't he?
I wouldn't even call it a stitch. I think it was more credit to the other dog, Big Alfie, who just finished off incredibly strong. Brother Baring still ran incredible time. Wouldn't be knocking Brother Baring's final stages.
Don't encroach on the Shag's form analysis, Paddy. He's just hit you for six over cover.
He's asking a legit question. it did appear that way, but yeah, no, I think more credit to the other dog.
That's all right. Shag is going to give some tips to Paddy on editing and recording over Zoom later on, a few more of the technical things. So,
I was going to say, welcome back to the one-on-one hour with Patrick Ashagan and Shannon Trammell. We're talking about Brother Baring's first
Neil Mitchell
run
with a guest on 3AW.
All right, Kenny, what do you got for us? Got it, Arshaw?
I've been off for a few days, Paddy, so I don't have anything for you.
His tip off the top is to save your money tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a very quick scan through the Cannington card tonight, but I've nothing worth giving out.
You can't guide us into anything.
No.
And you tell me that now. You don't tell us when we have our pre-production meeting that we have the run sheet, we have everything there lined up, and then you say, no. I'll tell you now when we're on air, when we're recording, when the red light's on.
It just goes to show that when he does put something out there, you know he's put his heart and soul into the form analysis. He's not willing to just throw out anything. Yeah. So credit to you, Kenny.
I was thinking the same thing.
It just goes to show as well when I'm like waving into the camera, like don't be asking me any questions about tips here, that Paddy just ignores me and asks anyway. So
I just thought you were dancing.
All right. Excited for this tip he has tonight.
We move on. Non-chasers multi got up, I assume.
Would have thought so.
That's we're just getting arrogant now with the non-chasers multi, but yes, yeah. I believe that would have got up. So good stuff. Well done. Horror calls. All right, gentlemen. This is a bit of a fan submission from Horror Calls. Comes from the fellas.
From a first time, long time?
First time, long time. No. Yeah. No, they're definitely not a first time submitter. This comes from the great friends over at the Dish King, and they slid into my DMs and said, boys, did you see what happened at Addington today over across the Dutch? The caller's had an absolute mare, and I think he's called the wrong one home. Have a listen to this.
And racing, Uther Bale's slow best out would have been Max Dancer and showing up there, Dinah Dave now right behind them. Oh, Uther Bale in trouble again. He bounces one out of the row, but he's gone back to be about third last. So down the back, away goes Max Dancer. Out after it, home was Fonzie. Little gap in the field, Van Nindy. There followed by Mighty Muscle. Further back there, Gold Star Sydney. Uther Bale with too much to do and well back there, Big Time Bailey. Dinah Dave out of it, but on the corner. Doing it nice here is Max Dancer away by five or six. Up they come. Max Dancer will streak away here. And Max Dancer gets away to score second. Mighty Muscle flying gets over the top. Mighty Muscle, Max Dancer got very tired. And Uther Bale arrived late as well. There followed Gold Star Sydney, Van Nindy. Gee, that race changed complexion. Further back there on crossing Gold Star Sydney. Back we get the Big Time Bailey.
Well, you'll find that Mighty it's Muscle just, if you're a race caller, you should be suspended for doing this.
Yep.
Buggering it up. You have one job. You just have to call the right dog to win. And you can't be declaring one home like he has there with Mighty Muscle coming over the top. Eggs on your face, mate, over there. And I'll sink the boots in because you're from New Zealand as well. So
well, we've had a couple of Aussie callers in recent times. Old Jimmy Jakes and Richie Bell, dogs that have fallen out of the boxes and they've said can't win straight after the traps have opened and then they've done the commentator's curse and saluted. So it's not getting around enough that this sort of thing can happen. And that lead dog was paddling from a fair way out and he just didn't pick up on it, did he, Paddy?
Got exactly right. That's exactly what happened, my friend. Okay. Fast bucks.
Fast.
fast bucks. Fast bucks, fast bucks, fast bucks.
All right. Fast bucks. We're doing the races at Sandown. I only want numbers, boys, because we need to be extra fast here. And I'm pulling rank. Numbers only. All right. Sandown, fast bucks, Friday night. Bold Trees Heats and Melbourne Cup Heats. Are we ready? Music up in the background. Starting with you, Shagger. Race one.
One.
Gunner.
Three.
Kenny.
Two.
Race two. Gunner.
Seven.
Kenny.
Five.
Shagger.
Six.
Race three. Kenny.
Three.
Shagger.
I'll go one.
Gunner.
Two.
Race four. Gunner.
Two.
Shagger.
Seven.
Kenny.
Six.
Race five. Gunner.
Two.
Shagger.
One.
Kenny.
Six.
Race six. Kenny.
Seven.
Shagger.
Four.
Gunner.
Three.
Race seven. Gunner.
Four.
Shagger.
Eight.
Kenny.
Five.
Race eight. Kenny.
Box one.
Shagger.
Six.
Gunner.
Three.
Race nine. Shagger.
Eight.
Gunner.
Six.
Kenny.
Four.
Race 10, Kenny.
One.
Gunner.
Eight.
Shagger.
Three.
Race 11, Shagger.
Eight.
Kenny.
Cartier, box three.
Gunner.
Two.
Race 12, Gunner.
Eight.
Shagger.
Two.
Kenny.
Three.
Bang. Well done. Good fast bucking. It's a big first segment, boys. You know who we've got on the line after the break?
Nope.
Our mate Mark Duclos, the Duke. The Duke's going to come and speak to us about the Dapto middle distance final.
We'll Johnny be, Hastings is coming on.
Yeah, big Johnny Hastings will be back.
Oh, the Duke.
With more. Yeah, the Duke will be back with more non-chasers after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. That time of the show, we teased it. It's not Johnny Hastings, unfortunately, but it is the Duke. Mark Duclos, our favourite man from thedogs.com.au. Mark, how are you, mate?
Very well, Paddy, very well. Looking forward to a big Thursday night at the world-famous sports bet, Dapto Dogs.
That's a sensational place. It looks delightful with the sports bet signage there, a nice little twang of blue around the world-famous Dapto Dogs. It looks a lot better than the purple, I must say.
I agree.
You're up in Queensland, Matt. You're no longer down in New South Wales?
No, we're based in Queensland. So we came down for the $1 million chase. I ventured back to my hometown, and I've been based up in Queensland for the last 12 months. And by the looks of things, I'll be based in Queensland for the next 10 years or so without seeing any family or friends, mate. So if you boys want to come up and see me, just send a Zoom chat, mate, and that's about the closest you'll get to coming into Queensland.
Oh, we could sneak in a truck somewhere, couldn't we, Duke? Like in a box of apples or something?
Yeah, in the back of a dog trailer, mate. Yeah.
Gunner, you would not fit in a box of apples, mate. I'll tell you. All right, Duke. Let's talk the Sportsbet Middle Distance Championship final. As we said at Dapto, it's race seven on the card Thursday night, jumping at 9:22 Australian Eastern Standard Time. We're just going to do a bit of a runner by runner preview, mate. Get your take, and then you're going to give us a winner in the big race. So out of box one, we got second exit, trained by Peter Sims. Bit of form,
yeah,
on the board.
Set the time standard last week, Paddy. Ran 34.36. Loves an inside draw. It's won 5 of 15 off the inside. It's only had the three goes over the 600 at Dapto. It had its first win last week. Perfectly drawn. Got plenty of early toe. Really, really strong contender in this event. I've got to say also, mate, it's $25,000 to the winner for this race. This is Group 3 prize money. Great initiative by Sportsbet. Great initiative by GRNSW. So 25 large going to the winner. Second exit, it's going to be really tough to beat off the inside draw.
That's a nice little King's Bunsen if you do get the chocolates. Number two, Silver Heels, probably one at longer odds in the market, trained by Stephen Fritch. Any chance?
$41 last week when it caused a massive upset and won its heat. We only had the two heats last week. Second exit won in 34.36. Silver Heels won in 34.60. Moves from box eight to box two. A greyhound, it's rocks or diamonds at the jump, boys. It either begins or it doesn't. Got a good record from inside boxes from box two. It's earned a check in four or five starts. It will be $41, and I see it hard to I find it hard to think that it's going to repeat the dose that it did last week.
And number three, Zipping Truvy, one bit more firmer in the market around the $5 quote for Rob Tyler.
I really like her. I think she's going to be primed for this. She's got a best here at the track of 34.19. That's a length and a half outside the track record. Again, she can be rocks or diamonds. She can be hit or miss. Like, sometimes you don't know which Zipping Truvy you're going to get. There might be two or three different ones of her. Last week, she was okay. Without being spectacular, she ran third behind Silver Heels, but she's drawn to get a really gun run here because boxes one and two will show early pace, box four will show pace and want to move up the track. I think she's perfectly drawn in box three.
And in the world-famous sports bet blue Dapto Rug, Marky, prim and proper for David Smith, around the $12 quote.
David Smith's had and along with Stephen Fitch, who prepares Silver Heels, he's had a great year this year. He races the Ethics dogs and other dogs like that. But this one's out of Esparza. She was a Group 1 staying bitch. Prim and proper, good record here, albeit in slightly easier company, although she did beat Zipping Truvy here three starts back. Seven starts of the track and trip, three wins, a best of 34.42 on the clock. The box, even though she's wearing sports bet blue, the box is the big drama for her.
And number five, I don't know why I love a five rug so much, but Winlock on top around the $6 quote for Jodie Lord.
Yeah, if you love box five at the dogs, you're a sick man, Paddy, because you'll end up in the poorhouse, brother. Winlock on top, really handy dog. It's gone fair time at Wanny, broken 30. It's gone 29.47 at Nowra over the sprint, 29.7 at Wenty. Had its first go over the 600 last week. A good second behind Silver Heels, running 34.78. It will be an improver into this, but again, where's the yellow rug? And it's always a tough ask.
Stuck a few seconds on the bounce as well, which is never good for the form line. Number six, Stanley Road for Mark Gatt, around the $6 price.
Yeah, look, this is a greyhound that I think will shorten dramatically in the market. The Gatt boys, Mark and Daniel and their dad, Frankie, they love to have a punt. They're extremely good trainers as well. This dog, when he gets clear air, he's a flying machine. He won at Richmond in over the 5.35 in 30 and 21. Now, that's about as rare as St Kilda winning a premiership, to give you some idea of how quick that is. He is a greyhound with stacks of ability. The draw's the problem, and so too is his box manners. If he was to come out and get a clear run in the race, I got no doubt he can get down to around the 34.2, 34.3 mark. He is a greyhound with plenty of upside.
And then number seven, Ritzer Donald, no relation to the incumbent Republican over there in the US, around the $12 mark as well, Ritzer Donald.
Look, he can bounce out or he can fall out of the boxes. That's Ritzer Donald. Last week he led up before running fourth, clock 34.81 in the heat that was won by second exit. If you go back four starts, he came out running at Wenny when he ran 29.86. But again, you really don't know what you're going to get with Ritzer Donald. I will say this, but he's got a very good record from outside boxes. And from box seven, he's had six starts. Been in the winner's circle four times. He's going to be one of the roughies. Again, he will improve off that first up 600 run last week.
And the eight incapacitated around the $4.80 quote for Justin King.
Two starts back, ran 35.36 at Richmond, which is low flying. Came out last week off box one, ran third behind second exit. Its previous form had been really good. I like it drawn out wide. I think he's a greyhound who wants that little bit of room to move in the early stages. He's not brilliant at box rides, but again, I think the box on Thursday night suits him ideally, and he's certainly a top three contender.
And do you give the Nigerian or the French flags any chance, Mark, if they get into the race?
Waging war, definitely. He's a greyhound. He made the final of the $1 million chase. He's a greyhound that he can put fast time on the board, depending on what box he comes up with, but He ran, I thought he was disappointing last week off the rails draw. He did strike a bit of problem in his seat, a bit of trouble, I should say. Prior to that, he'd run second here. He won at Richmond four starts back. The French flag, even though it's part of my heritage, Paddy, it's got as much chance of winning as what I do.
And who's your tip to take home the cool $25,000 on Thursday night?
Because of the box draw, I really like Sipping Truby. I think the 1, 2 and the 4 are all going to show pace. So it's a greyhound that does like to be left alone in the early stages. And if it gets that little bit of clear air and finds a nice spot, sort of probably 4th or 5th on the fence, she's got a withering, you know, finishing burst. And as I said, she's got a best here at 34.19, the fastest time of any runner in this field. We are going to be hoping and praying for a little bit of luck in the run with her. But if she gets it, I've got no doubt she's got the biggest finish. Second exit has to be respected off the inside draw and off a 34-36 heat win last week. Incapacitated, as I said, really well drawn out wide. And then Stanley Road, very wary of this greyhound. He's I think he's a greyhound that we're going to hear a lot more of in probably in the next 6 to 12 months as he steps up over a staying trip.
Oh, fantastic, mate. We appreciate your time there. There's your mail, the professional mail in the middle distance final on Thursday night, mate. Thanks for joining us. The Duke, Mark Duclos, all the way from sunny QLD.
Thanks, Paddy.
Oh, very good there from Mark Duclos, the Duke. I like it. He's just got the nice dulcet tones. They're just a man you could set your watch to and fall asleep to just listening to a nice podcast. I think that's what I'll be doing later tonight. That's the middle distance final. Let's talk now. Sandown Park on Friday night, and Chagger, I can see him just sort of jumping through the screen there, wanting to talk about the Bold Trace Heat. First race on the cards, over 715 metres, of course, a race named after the great Bold Trace, our favourite in the first heat. None other, Chagger, than your favourite, number one, Tornado Tears.
Yeah.
Any chance, mate?
Putney, yeah. Chagger.
Drawn nicely in box one. He's only had this draw 4 times in his career of 67 race starts, and he's had 3 wins from that. So he's favourite, and rightly so. I think he's the one to beat here. So I hope I don't absolutely put the moz on him by tipping him on top here and do a massive form reversal again.
He will be happy with that comment.
But yeah,
he wants the knocker.
But no, he's by far the class dog here. Good one in box 6. He's a bit up and down. He has the ability to win if he's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, good one, so, really well. Last time out of medals over the 600, like he came third, but he wouldn't have been expected to win that race, but I thought he definitely showed a lot of form there, ran really well, finished well, or ran past a lot of dogs, and I think he can go well here.
Yeah.
Doesn't Shagger change his tune?
Jeez. Oh, the dog changed his form, so I'll change my tune on him. I'm happy to put my hand up and jump ship.
A week's a long time in sport, but a week's an even longer time in greyhound racing, that's for sure. All right, so Tornado Tears is on top for both you fellas?
Yeah. No. Sorry, I shouldn't speak for you, but yeah.
Can okay.
I think the best here is just to get on the trifecta, box, tornado, sir, truck, and good one.
Like it. That's exactly what I'll be doing. A nice little sports bet, same race, multi even. Race 2, also over the 715-metre distance. Obviously, our favourite here is number 5, Houdini Boy for Kel Greener. Also at the $2 quote, Corborn Foot Rot, $3.80. Here's Tears, $4. He Sharp House, $6.10. This looks like a much harder heat, fellas.
Yeah, it's stacked with a fair few pretty handy ones. Obviously, Houdini Boy is back. Ran an excellent 5.95 at Sandown on Sunday. 33.76, absolutely flying. So for me, he's the one to beat here.
Yeah. Houdini, the only thing that's going to beat Houdini here is absolutely terrible bad luck. He'll still, if he gets into a bit of trouble, he'll still win. If he gets into a lot of trouble, it might make it a bit harder, but I think it's really hard to back against him here. I'm surprised he's not odds on.
Gunner, are you going to have a flutter in this race?
Oh, I couldn't be taking even money about Houdini Boy, despite the lightning run at Sandown on the weekend, interrupted preparation for a Group 1 heat. So I'd rather stick with a dog that's had a better lead up to this, and Here's Tears was my tip in this.
I like it, like it. All right, we go from race 1 and 2 to race 11. Interesting scheduling from the team down there at Sandown, but I like it. Number five, Sunset Burbski, a favourite at $3.50. Manila Knight, $4.20. Blazing Cartier, $4.40. Just Terms, $5. Burn Time, $9.50. The rest, a little bit more than that. Who do you like here, gentlemen?
I'll go, Shagger mentioned it earlier on in Fastbox. Manila Knight, stepping up the distance. If this dog stays, I think he can beat this fairly handily. Sunset Burbsky's kind of out of form. I think he's way too short at 350. It's probably not the best hit out of the three, and I just think if this dog, this dog's definitely capable of beating this field if he can stay.
Yeah, likewise, I've got Manila Knight as my top pick here. He broke the track record at Shep over the 650. And yeah, so no mean feat there, and box eight suits him perfectly. Obviously Sunset Burbski was the hot dog over the distance, when it won the shootout over the 700s at the Meadows back in September, I think it was. But yeah, form has tapered off a little bit since then. Had her colours slightly lowered, through the Sydney Cup, and then has been unplaced two runs back in Victoria since. If she was to turn her form back around to what she was doing a couple of months ago, definitely have very hard to beat. But, yeah, I'll go for the informed dog, Manila Knight.
I like it. Okay. Gunner, do you want to chime in there or you agree with the fellas?
No, Blazing Cartier for me in that one.
Okay. Interesting. I like it. Good stuff. That's the Bold Tree. So only three heats there. We're going to have a break. We're going to come back with the Melbourne Cup heats, the time-honoured Melbourne Cup here on the non-chasers for SEN Track. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet, and it's that time of the show, Melbourne Cup heats. This is just the best time of the year, Derby Day for the dishies. Let's get straight into it, hard-hitting analysis, no invest in the West, no let's shag, it's just full throttle, Melbourne Cup heats. Race three, Sandown Park on Friday night, Shema Shine's a favourite at $1.60, Shagger. Is anything knocking off Shema Shine in your eyes?
I don't think so, yeah. Short odds are warranted. Look, Zambora Smokey's a pretty pacey dog to the inside, but has been pretty lightly raced over the past 8 weeks and mostly over shorter distances. Could show a bit of cheek, but no, I think Shema Shine's the one. Does need to do things right, obviously. It's a Melbourne Cup heat, so can't afford to blow the start or anything like that. But, yeah, if he jumps, he wins.
Kenny?
I don't like backing dogs at $1.60, so I'm going to go with Box 8 Playlist. I think the key here is Super Zoom Jack in Box 7. Can miss it. His earlies is improving recently, and he does like the holdout wide, but I think Playlist can get by him early, and if Playlist gets on the reel by the time he hits the bend, like, he'll be hard to run down. That's for him to win, though, it really needs Shima Shine to get into trouble early, but I think he's definitely value for an each-way play at $8.
I was just going to say, and if you're looking for an outsider from me, I'd go Nick's Bale on the rail, because I think if Shima Shine gets beat, it'll be something sneaking through on the inside.
All right, heat two for the Melbourne Cup. Last Hurrah is our favourite out of the Blue Rug, $3.70. Aston Silk, $4. Lucy's Marlowe, $6.50. Junk for a Junkie, $7. Kenny, we'll start with you.
I like the two-dog Aston Silk. He ran 29.46, was it, last week? I just think off the back of that run, I think he can win this race. Junkfood Junkie's been hit and miss. Well, he was in a bit of form and then it's kind of gone off the boil again. This race might be a bit too tough for him. Jim Zardashian, dog that did a flying run early in the year, hasn't quite been stepping away the best. So I have to go for the dog in form. Aston Silk has won his last 4 out of 5 as well, I think. So, yeah, Box 2.
Shagger?
Yeah, one of the more evenly balanced heats here. Last Hurrah is my top pick, but as Kenny was saying, Aston Silk's definitely got some claims. And if you're looking for some value, I reckon Jim Zardashian, he's got all the ability in the world. A bit of an awkward draw. He's hit or miss early, but when he does step well, he can put down a pretty good first sectional and has a fantastic PB here. So Last Hurrah on top, Jim Zardashian, my value pick.
Love it. Heat three. Handsome Prince, $1 million chase winner for Peter Lagogiani, is our favourite at $2.50. Aussie Secret, $4.40. Webleck, $6.50. Jack's Bale, $8. Shagger, how do you see this one?
Look, I've got Handsome Prince as my top pick. But look, Aussie Secret on the inside, definitely a chance to lead as well from box one. Rolling Stone box three is going to put on some pressure early as well. There's a lot of really handy dogs in the race. Webleck Ace in the 5, Jack's Bale returning to form in box 6, People Get Ready and Mr. Fix It in box 7 and 8. If I was going for something at bigger odds, probably go Mr. Fix-It based on his fantastic box speed. Broke 5 seconds to the first split last week.
That's quick. Ken Wado?
Yeah, I've been trying my best to get Handsome Prince, like to find something to beat it here. I don't know what's going to happen on the outside with Jack Spiel, who flew out last week. People Get Ready can fly out and Mr. Fix-It can fly out. So I just don't know what's going to happen on the outside. I think Aussie Secret will lead this race. Well, it's capable of doing a time to hold out and win. I'm not sure, but I'm going to take a punt on it and hope it does do the time. So I'm going to go with Box One, Aussie Secret.
Ooh, Kenny, like it. Taking on the fave. Heat 4, Tickle on Tonk won the shootout in spectacular fashion the other day. The race I wasn't listening to you two talk about. And I looked very stupid, but Tickle on Tonk is the favourite here at $2.05. Immunity, another nice start, last start winner for Jason Thompson, $3.70, and Bobby the Brute at $9. Arizona Rise, $9.50. Shag, I will start with you.
Yeah, look, Tickle on Tonk, I think, is a really good good thing here. The dogs drawn 1, 2, and 3 are all very strong, but not too well away early. So I think he's going to get a nice run across to find the rail, and on that shootout run, 29.03, just... what's going to beat that? It's like, I look, as good as Immunity is out in Box 7, I don't think she's going to run that sort of time.
Yeah, Kenny?
Yeah, I'd agree here. I backed Immunity in the future, so I was hoping it wouldn't come up against a dog like Tigger Long Tonk, but I just, Tigger Long beat Simon Told Helen and Shimmer Shine and Hardstyle last week. Like, that's the kind of form you need coming into the Melbourne Cup, and it's just, sure, you can't back against them.
Very good. Okay, we head to race 7, which is Heat 5. That dog you just mentioned, Simon Todd Holland, favourite here at $1.95. Zipping Bram, $3.90. Special Talent, $9. Looks a fairly easy assignment on paper for the champ, Simon Todd Holland. Kenny?
Yeah, I think Simon's well mapped here. They're going to have to run him down. The one dog here that I think can run him down is Zipping Bram, but he is far too short at the price of $3.90, and he needs all the luck in the world, because he's going to come out stone last. He needs to run through that field. So he's going to have, he's going to want trouble in front of him to even win this race. But Simon Told Helen's going to want trouble behind him, so it works to his advantage as well. So I just think Simon Told Helen's going to run away with this, unless Zipping Bram gets a miracle run.
Yeah, look, plenty of early pace in the field, but we know that Simon Told Helen has that in spades. He's also a massive, bullocking, big unit of a dog. So he'll will himself to the front here. And, I think he gets the win. Obviously, Zipping Bram, I think, did a massive trial at Sandown recently and has the ability to run him down. But, yeah, he's going to rely on a bit of luck. So Simon Told Helen for me.
Heat 6, number 1, Zipping Zeke, $2.90. Tommy Shelby, the Sand Groper, $2.90 out to $3. Catch the Thief, $5. Short Pork, $5.50. This is a toughie. Tommy Shelby, last chance saloon for the Great Western Hope. Shagger.
I like Zipping Zeke to win here. Tommy Shelby will be right in the mix too, but like last week in last Hurrah's race, I'm just really wary of tipping a dog drawn to the outside of Weblek Jet, who pushes off the track. Look, Zipping Zeke isn't the best beginner, so, you know, there's every chance he might not get a run through if he's not up there early. But for me, if you're looking for a bit of value, Catch the Thief's probably the bet.
Okay. Kenny?
Yeah, I more or less agree. Like, Tommy's badly mapped. Zeke, well-drawn and one, needs trouble. Catch the Thief, I really like it when he's drawn outside. I think he's better suited out here. I think Matty Clark actually said in our show a long time ago that he prefers him outside. So he might get the job done here from Box 6 with Tommy's bad map.
I like it. Okay. Heat 7, number 8, Hardstyle Rico for Lucky Cats, Carrots and Bananas is $2.05. Cherry in the 6 is at $6. And number 4, Stardom, $9.50. Get it, Gizmo, the reserve at $9.50. This Hardstyle Rico's to lose, Kenny.
Yeah, he did a massive run at the Meadows 2 starts ago from Box 8. All he needs to do here is repeat that and wins.
Shagger?
Yeah, likewise. Really like Hardstyle Rico to win this. Found a bit of trouble in the shootout in that four-dog field, but, yeah, that silver bullet run was super impressive. Fastest run at the Meadows for the year. And, if he just begins at his best, he wins.
And the lucky last of the heats, boys. Number 1, Music Event, our favourite here, $3.20. Christo Bale at $3.60. Dr. Tucker, $4. Number 7, Do It. Do It Well, $5.50. Kenny and Shagger, what do you like here?
I like Music Event. It's my top pick, only due to the box draw. He'll need to do things right. He's a pretty reliable beginner. Obviously, Christo Bale's a speed star champ. Drawn in the three, doesn't typically get away the best, so just needs to find that little bit of luck in the running, but definitely capable of getting the win. Do It was really impressive a couple of starts back, 29.69, fairly young and inexperienced, and Dr. Tucker in great form as well. Plenty in this race, but, yeah, Music Event's my tip. And probably for the bigger price upset, Providence Bale is the real roughie.
Kenny?
Yeah, basically same thoughts. If I was having the bet here, I'd go for Music Event to win and maybe throw Crystal into, like, a top three for a same-risk multi.
I like it a lot. Well, boys, there you have it. There's the heats. Do you want to give me your best of the heats? Just your Tig best long. Bet of the heats.
Tig long tonk.
Okay. Gunner? I mean, Kenny?
Simon Told Helen.
Okay. And Gunner, I'm going to ask you too.
I thought the $6 that one of the corporates put up about Aston Silk in race four was quite generous. And I thought Music Event was the best map dog out of all the heats. So I'd be surprised if that didn't start shorter than the current $3.
And what about futures play, lads? Who's going to win it? Who's going to win outright?
Well, I'm asking you. You tell us.
I'm going to stick with Simon Told Helen. I don't like backing favourites in the futures markets, but I just think he's got a fairly handy heat, and if he gets the draw in the final and they have to run him down, so he looks to bet.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to go hard style Rico.
Gunner?
No comment from me on that one, mate.
The Melbourne Cup, man!
if you're a gambling man, and I like this, I've concocted a little 8-leg place multi just from your best throughout the heats. Now, this pays 10 to 1. Shima Shine to place, Aston Silk to place, Handsome Prince to place, Tigalong Tonk to place, Simon Told Helen to place, Catch the Thief to place, Hardstyle Rico to place, and Music Event to place. Pays 10 to 1. Thank us later.
Like it, Paddy.
I'll change a couple of those to win.
Wait a minute, Southpuss. We're going to take a quick break here in the non-chasers. We'll be back to wrap it up with our Show Me the Money and our fabled non-chasers multi. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track. Wrapping it up quickly, but Shaggy, you've been gnawing my ear off because you've got a special on the Sportsbet site for a famous, well, much-loved dog. What is it?
So we've got the Melbourne Cup Greyhound Hub, and we've got a number of special bets there, but we've got top five finish for the Melbourne Cup final and Bold Trees final, Tommy Shelby and Tornado Tears, $10.
Ooh. So if they get into the finals respectively, that's a very, very enticing looking price.
They just have to finish top five in the finals.
Ooh. Yes, please. Okay.
And you can find that in the Mega Bets section of the Sports Bet page.
Well said, Gunner. Well said. Okay, Show Me the Money. Here comes the money. Best value selection of the evening, fellas. I'm going to kick us off. Race 9, Heat 7, number 6, Cherry at $6. Running in the 6 rug. Gunner, what do you got?
I'm going race 5, number 8, Mr. Fix-It, around the $9 mark.
Jagaloa.
Race 12, number 2, Tansy. Thought we've covered the other 11 races at Sandown. We'll get to the last one as well.
Yeah, sneaky. And Kenny?
Race 3, a box it, a playlist. It box.
I like it. Ooh, very good, very good. Okay, non-chasers Moldy going for 6 on the trot here, Les, I believe. Might have to fact check that last week. We're very confident.
Don't worry about that, Patty. Just go with it.
Okay. What do you got for us, Gunner?
Race 10, number 1, Music Event.
Okay, I'm going to Peter Lagogiani, Handsome Prince, to place. Kenny?
I'll go with Simon Told Helen.
To place. And Gunner, I mean Shagger?
Race 6, number 4, Tigalong Tonk.
Oh, that's good. 250 we get for that. Need 3 out of 4.
Sure, yep. Why not?
Oh, sensational. Love it. That's the beauty of the non-chasers multi. Fellas, that's it. Fast and loose. I hope you've got your Melbourne Cup heats mail there all written down, ready to go. It's going to be a cracking night of racing. Thanks again, fellas. And as always, gamble responsibly. Bye.
Good night.